Welcome to a special bonus episode of the 1926 podcast. You're about to hear from conductor Andre Raffel. He explains the repertoire for tonight's Youngstown Symphony Orchestra concert at Stambaugh Auditorium. So I talked a little bit about the repertoire with Orly when I spoke to her. Do you have any insight into it, like choosing it, the pieces, how you feel about the pieces?
Absolutely. Well, as I may have mentioned earlier, this program was constructed with the concept of inspired voices and the human spirit. Each of the composers on this program, Higdon, Schumann, and Shostakovich, were inspired voices. Orly Shaham is one of the great pianists of our time, an inspired voice. But beyond that, it was about how composers deal with overcoming adversity or a series of difficulties.
Okay.
Shostakovich's Great Symphony No. 5, which is on the second half of the program, was the work which saved Shostakovich. He had been really censored to a certain degree because of his opera, Lady Macbeth, Mtsensk, which was condemned for many, many reasons. None of it having to do with Shostakovich's talent.
Yeah.
So the Symphony No. 5 was his response, his way of coming back.
Okay.
And there's a lot of internal messages in that music, but a lot of understanding that of how he was able to use that music to poke fun at the establishment, but at the same time to give the people the exact music which was needed, and that he needed for himself. This is the beauty of the work, and this is why, you know, the music is written one way, and then because of our lens, because of the times in which we live, we view it slightly different.
Sure.
Yeah? And so it's interesting to play this music by this great Russian composer. And then Jennifer Higdon, her piece which opens the program, Blue Cathedral, it was written in memory of her brother who died at a very young age, Andrew Blue Higdon. And the piece really imagines a journey through a glass cathedral in the sky. It's a wonderful tribute to Andrew, and it's also an incredibly well-constructed piece by one of this country's most often performed living composers.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are two perspectives from composers, inspired voices, their spirit spoke through in this music. It elevated the art, elevated the music, and it elevates us. When we experience this music, we think, okay, yes, I can.
Yeah, I love that. Did you help commission Blue Cathedral? Is that what I've read?
No, I didn't. Okay. No, but there was work. Again, you've been reading. there was a work, The Concerto for Three, by Jennifer Higdon, which the Pittsburgh Symphony, the Philadelphia Orchestra, and the Wheeling Symphony co-commissioned.
Nice.
And I was very honored to lead then the second performance of that with Wheeling. The first world premiere was with the Philadelphia Orchestra with the great group Time for Three.
Yeah.
And then the second performance was with Wheeling with Time for Three.
Okay.
So that was the co-commissioning work, yeah.
Can you explain what it means to commission a piece?
Yeah. Well, the commissioning of a work is you know, over time, this is, you know, really how composers, you know, make their living, so to speak. Even the great composers. Tchaikovsky wrote on commission. Everyone writes on commission. And what happens is that either an entity, an organization, or in some cases an individual, mm-hmm. will say, we would love for you to write a piece for this group, or we would like to commission you to write a symphony for X. So there we go. Or just a standalone orchestral work. Then that's when the real work begins. Well, this is great. Okay. What's the fee? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's one aspect of it. How does it work for our community? What does our community get out of it? If it's a co-commissioning project, how do we attract other organizations, whether it be another orchestra to want to partner with us, mm-hmm. or whether it's, another entity in the community, an art museum or a dance company, is it that kind of commission? Mm-hmm. And that all takes a tremendous amount of time.
I'm sure.
And this is to say nothing of the creative process, mm-hmm. because there's a separate creative process, obviously, during which the composer's writing the music. But then if it's a world premiere, then there's the whole process of working with the composer, mm-hmm. and the relationship between composer and conductor. Yeah. But from the business perspective, from the nuts and bolts perspective, yes, one has to work then with the composer's publisher and with the composer to ensure that contractually then we have an agreement which works for all parties. A new work is brought to life.
All right.
It's a fascinating process. I enjoy it, even though, somehow left out the most important part. The funding is not always there for these commissions, mm-hmm. co-commissions. So it's very important to then be able to go out and preach about it. To raise funds for these kinds of projects, mm-hmm. which are very important. They're very important in the life of an institution.
Yeah.
To give the institution sort of benchmarks to say, okay, we did this to support music, mm-hmm. To support classical music. Yeah. It's a point of pride. It's something I enjoy doing.
All right. Well, thank you.